When an idea lives far beyond its birthplace, it transforms into something legendary. Here we call this the Chief's Kingdom, the expanse of those that define the Chief's spirit. Anchored smack dab in the middle of the United States, this kingdom has no earthly boundaries. From its Midwestern roots, it grows. It covers plains and deserts, rolls over seas and mountains, and rushes right into our hearts. It spans generations, races, creeds, until it finally touches the rugged landscape of our hopes and dreams. This kingdom was not built on stone or mortar, no. It was modeled on the stories of sport and valor. And each year, new chapters are etched into this never-ending saga.
20, 15, 10, touchdown!
And although there is one special place called home, wherever you hear the thunder of red and gold, wherever a hero is remembered, or another one born, wherever the will of people give life to the game, welcome, neighbor. You're in the Chief's Kingdom.
At first, it's a storm. You know, we have these all the time.
We had the news on. We were watching a movie, and we turned that off when we heard the sirens the first time.
And it was just a different feeling that night. The greens in the sky were a little greener. The humidity was a little thicker. The sounds were a little different.
You could hear it sounded not like a rolling thunder, but just a constant rumbling. And we thought, oh, this is just the weirdest thunder we've ever heard.
The sirens come again, just kind of an off feeling, a bad feeling.
Tornado sirens once again
going off in Joplin. Those are definitely cloud flashes that we are seeing on the ground.
Just panic. I felt panicked. It was different that day.
That's when we bailed underneath the mattress.
I remember when we were huddled in the room, we still had the TV on. And all you could hear was the reporters and the panic in their voice.
You have a tornado on the ground in Joplin.
Raising their voice, almost screaming, you know, to get cover, get cover.
Right now, I am telling you, take cover right now.
That was the beginning of the real fear.
Joplin has a tornado on the ground.
What now? What do we do now?
I have a large destructive tornado. Large tornado on the ground doing massive damage. The F5, the F5. I am!
And then it's silent. No electricity to the house.
At that point, you're just hoping, go past us, you know, go over us. Whatever you got to do, miss us.
And all you hear is the tornado coming. It was deafening. The only thing that you had then were your thoughts.
It's time. Your end is here. Have you done enough in this life that people are going to remember you? Because it's over.
It's coming for us. It's going to get me.
What if I get hurt? What if my pets get hurt? What if Jason gets hurt?
Is this all for naught? I mean, is this it? Is this the end?
What was the last thing I said to my mother? The last time I talked to her. Did I tell her I loved her?
I can hear Tristan still say, I love you guys. And immediately we, you know, saying it all back, just, you know, I love you.
Just to think that you're moments away from taking your last breath and scared that you're not going to get to see the people you love anymore. You know, I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but at this point, there's no future. So, I don't, you know, what's next? Is it heaven? Is it hell? Is it nothingness? You're about to find out.
And you're under there, and it's just that sound coming at you that's indescribable.
The wind swirling, the glass in the room swirling around, just trees snapping into.
And then all the windows break. And then once there's no window in between you and it, the sound amplifies.
This is
the sound of death coming to take you away in the form of a tornado.
On May 22nd, 2011, an F5 tornado tore through Joplin, Missouri, leaving a path of destruction and wounded dreams.
You didn't know what to think. I mean, you were just in shock. It took 2 days to realize, you know, that this was real. You were expecting, like, this can't be real. You're going to wake up and everything's going to be cool. Everything's going to be fine. And it's just not.
It's almost like when you went under that mattress and under that blanket, you come out and you're in a different world.
I couldn't recognize where I was in a town that I've lived in for 25 years.
It looked like a war zone. Not my hometown.
When we finally got down here, we came up over this hill right over here and just came over and just saw everything destroyed. That's the first time we realized how bad it was. I mean, there was telephone poles down there. We're running over wires and cables and stuff. There was a car in front of us, actually got a cable wound up underneath this car, and it got stuck. It was a mess.
You see this path of destruction, and you can see for miles down the road, your town is gone.
This house, we'll never forget.
Stay,
this house.
So,
I hope they can save it. I don't know. It's hard to say if they can or not.
You never know. 162 people lost their lives that day. And why not? Why wasn't I one of them? I mean, I was just as in it as those people. You know, why did it jump over this house or that house and miss me but take them? I feel like I lucked out. I was there. I was in the middle of it. The only thing it didn't do was take my life. So I don't think I escaped it, but I think I survived it.
Chief's Kingdom is brought to you by Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Bud Light, the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. And the University of Kansas Hospital, the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs.
Very scary, very post-apocalyptic feeling. The environment's changed. You don't recognize things. Some things that you do recognize are out of place. That almost could have been as scary as when the tornado was going.
So many memories at this place. Every day march up to the practice field to practice, and now you look off of it and it's just our town in pieces, and it's where we decided to take the picture.
The Chiefs had been asking for people to take photos by their hometown signs, and so we thought it would be something to get us all together. It's something we all have in common, something we all love and we're passionate about.
And so we made this banner. It said, Joplin is Chief Strong, and we came down here because this is a pretty good backdrop for how it was and how it is. Doesn't look the same as it did a week after, or, you know, 10 days after, but it's still here. We're going to be building for years.
We all took the picture just to send a message to Joplin, we're going to be okay. And
to know that we'd be able to watch another Chiefs game together, and to know that we're going to pull ourselves up, we're going to be fine. And hope that message got out to the kingdom.
News made its way to Kansas City, and the Chiefs sent word for all to see. This family of friends depended on each other to survive, as they have their entire lives. But this time, they were not alone.
The volunteer help, just unbelievable. Trucks and carloads of people and buses and donations coming in from everybody. Very humbling.
I couldn't believe the response from people, you know, across the country. I remember, you know, we have people from Minnesota coming, people from Texas, people just all across the country.
It makes you feel like you can do this, that, you know, people are going to be there to help you.
Joplin began to build again. From far and wide, help arrived in many forms to lift her pain.
When the army of red got out of those buses, it was pretty awe-inspiring to see that red and the Joplin Chief shirt. You're like, well, that shirt has my hometown name on it.
To see the Kansas City Chiefs, the team that I grew up watching and love, and you know, they all have their gloves on and they're like, let's get to work.
You've got Matt Castle getting out of his bus with his little mask on, getting ready to toss some wood, you know.
He was down here helping my town get back on its feet.
You just couldn't believe that things could get done so fast. You feel like, okay, people get it. People are coming to help.
Players that you see on Sunday down on the field, and you're cheering them on, and they're coming back to cheer you on.
It brought people together to talk about football. It was a great distraction. It was perfect timing. The town needed it.
This small Missouri town showed the world her epic spirit. In many ways, her body needed healing, funding, supplies, service, and her passion for one game would only help her heart grow stronger.
You got to get through that first couple plays. Emotions are going to be high. We got to weather that storm. We got to get through it and then settle down and just keep playing. Keep swinging. Let's get it on tonight. You with me?
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
You can see everybody really get behind the Joplin High School Eagles. It's become a really big part of this town. That's where everybody is on a Friday night watching the Eagles.
Back to throw is Saketa. Looks across the middle, has a receiver into the end zone. Touchdown!
I'm a little jealous, I can't lie. I wish I got to play in Arrowhead.
Joplin can take the lead.
Joplin is a football town. That's what you do. You know, you watch football, and it was nice to get that normalcy back.
What you've done and the things that you've gone through, there is nothing that can happen on a football field that we can't overcome if we stay together.
There's not a light at the end of the tunnel right now, but if we keep, you know, marching forward, there's going to be.
Women, 40 years and older.
84.3%.
More women. Women, 40 years and older, are getting mammograms, which can save their lives.
84.3%. That is the average survival rate for Kansas and Missouri.
More women are battling this disease, and the survival rate is rising.
Help continue the trend. Join the Kansas City Chiefs, Hy-Vee, and the University of Kansas Cancer Center and schedule a screening today. It can save your life.
Their family.
I know Tristan and Brandon were friends growing up.
I was 8 or 9.
Brandon and I grew up on the same street.
I've known Tristan for 12 years.
So many of these guys went to school with each other.
Matt worked with Jason.
You know, we're really close.
And we're all Chiefs fans.
Die hard.
It's always a planning process. What are we going to do for the next week's game? What are we going to do for opening day? What are we going to do for the Super Bowl this year?
It's a way we can all get together when we've had a rough week of work or school or whatever and just kind of relax. And we just lift each other's spirits up all the time.
Up the hill. Come on.
With the Chiefs quit?
Let's
quit. Tom
behind
me quit?
Get all the way up that hill. All the way up that hill.
Ah, woo! That was awesome, man. I'm not even tired.
This band of brothers will always call Joplin home. But they share an affection for another motherland as well.
You would have to be comatose not to get chills from what is going on at the stadium.
Arrowhead is a home away from home.
I like to think of Arrowhead as my church. Going to church on Sunday.
You know, you walk in and you have 75,000 of your closest friends.
Chiefs football is just, it's a religion for our group of friends.
First down!
With my group of friends there, it's just one of the best experiences ever.
It's just a bond that I can't describe. I mean, that bond is a little bit stronger after what we went through. You can't understand what happened in those few short minutes in that room going through that. And the only people who know that are Tristan, Brandon, and Morgan. And that is, that's really brought us closer together.
You guys are helping, giving us hope.
We'll be all right. We'll bounce back. We're resilient people.
We are
strong.
Strong.
We're going to come out better than before. I mean, there's no question about it. Ask anybody in this town.
Joplin is this tight-knit group of people rising from the ashes like a phoenix, just starting to rebuild almost immediately. It just shows the people in the surrounding areas how we respond to adversity.
Everyone who is from the outside viewed this and said, I've never seen so many people from the area of devastation come together like this and continue to do so today.
When times were so unfathomable, you know, a third of their town, their family members, their neighbors, lives taken away in a blink of an eye, but yet they persevered and moved on, and just the strength of the community as a whole. Joplin is Chief Strong.
Chief Strong. The phrase can mean so many different things to so many different people. It can be overcoming a foe to garner that much needed victory, or facing adversity head on, even if the outcome is a loss. But for Joplin, it wasn't measured in wins and losses. It was measured in heart.
It's not just a team or an organization, it's an idea. And it's something that everybody can rally around and just hope that they can reach the pinnacle of the football world and be the best. They're already the best, in my eyes. The football team has to go out there every week and give it their all. So we kind of took that mentality and said, you know, we can do it. We're Chief Strong, because I mean, who's stronger than the Kansas City Chiefs? Nobody.
Chiefs Kingdom is brought to you by Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Bud Light, the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. And the University of Kansas Hospital, the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs. The Chiefs Kingdom is a symphony of moments, images, connections, and each snapshot tells a story and her adventure. Since an F5 tornado devastated the city of Joplin over 16 months ago, this strong Missouri town is on the rebound. More than 130,000 volunteers have logged over 800,000 service hours in Joplin, and displaced Joplin residents have been returning to the city they once called home. 785 building permits have been issued to new or returning homeowners, and the number of Joplin families living in FEMA housing has been cut in half. Still, the Kansas City Chiefs remain committed to Habitat for Humanity and other relief efforts until Joplin is fully restored. On the next Chiefs Kingdom.
I grew up in South Philly. In our neighborhood, they know who we are. We don't get a double look anymore.
The secret sanctuary of Kansas City Chiefs East.
You get invited to the back room.
You better make sure you're a Chief fan to get back here.
We stay together through thick and thin. If you're not with the Chiefs, then you're somewhere else.
Toss power trap.